Fatima isn't just about events. Fatima isn't just about drama or about miracles or about messages or about penance. It's also about people. It's also about the people who are involved for you to fall in love with. And we have to get to know them, otherwise we will never truly understand the message of Fatima. Jacinta. You have to know Jacinta. Jacinta was a magnificent little girl. The Blessed Mother chose her at the age of 8 to begin these revelations. An 8-year-old. Who entrusts their message to an 8-year-old? But if you had met her, you would have known. Different people would give testimony that there was something supernatural about her. Her beautiful face, her beautiful brown eyes, she had this kindness and compassion that was magnetic. It was eventually her compassion that would kill her. She felt so much pain at the sufferings that Jesus had at our sins. She felt so much pain when she saw that vision of hell. When the Blessed Mother in that June apparition showed her that vision of hell, she felt so much pain thinking if only someone would suffer just a little for those people, they would not be damned. That would end up being her death. From that very moment, she began making every sacrifice of everything just to save those people. In fact, her dying sacrifice was to die alone. Can you imagine at any age what a terrible tragedy and lack of respect of the dignity of a person for them to die alone? Yet she willingly offered this sacrifice for you, for me. But she was more than just sacrifice. There was so much to Jacinta. She was so wonderful. She was so joy-filled. She loved music and she loved dancing and she had a gift for it. She had a very winning personality and very agreeable and very strong personality too. She was very opinionated, much stronger of a personality than her brother Francisco. So when she would listen to music, she would dance and dance and dance the day and the night away if she could. But even later on, when she learned about people falling into hell, she even made that a sacrifice. One time where she said, and her sister and her cousin Lucia asked her, "Why aren't you dancing to this music?" And she said, "I'm making a sacrifice to the Lord Jesus." Jesus, whom she loved so much. She loved Jesus very much, especially in the Eucharist. A very beautiful story tells us about her kind of innocent journey into getting to know the Eucharist. There was these children that in the celebrations at Fatima would throw petals and strew petals right in front of the Blessed Sacrament when they would do processions. And she wanted to be one of those children. So she trained for it and she trained for it and she trained for it. And the day before one of the big celebrations, she told Lucia, "I'm so excited to throw petals for the young Jesus, for the boy Jesus in the Eucharist," because that's how she was told about him. And then when she got to the celebration, she didn't do anything. Afterwards, Lucia asked her, "Why didn't you throw any petals?" And she said, "Because I didn't see Jesus. Where was he?" She didn't realize that they meant the Eucharist. And she had a conversation with Lucia, and Lucia told her, "Jesus is hidden. That's why you don't see him. And you have to receive him to really see him and to have him be inside you." From that moment on, Jacinta decided, "I want to receive the Eucharist." And even though she wasn't of age, she got education. She was catechized by Lucia herself, who had memorized the catechism. She went to Lucia and said, "If you got to receive early, so will I." And she was able to receive our Lord early, whom she loved so greatly. Jacinta loved being out in nature. She was God's iris. That was her favorite flower. She loved going out into the Fatima fields and the hills to pray, especially when the flowers were in bloom, and especially when the iris was in bloom. She loved out there being in nature, praying the prayer that the guardian angel of Portugal had taught her. Jacinta was a magnificent little girl. Another one of her favorite pastimes was being out at night, staring at the lamp of the angels, the stars, staring at the lamp of Our Lady, the moon, looking at the lamp of Our Lord, the sun. The moon she preferred to the lamp of the Lord because she said it didn't burn as brightly and it was much easier to look at. She loved looking at the moon and imagining all the angels holding the stars. Between her and Lucia, they would have competitions. Who could count the most stars possible? And Jacinta, who had a stronger personality, you guessed it, she would be the one who would win. Jacinta shows us so much. She was at the same time God's flower, his iris, but she was also this fiery love, a born martyr, the same fire that she had inside her. She wanted to save people from that fire of hell, and that compassion that burned inside her led her to sacrifice herself for others. May we learn to do the same from this beautiful Saint Jacinta. My friends, we are on day 3 leading up to Fatima and these 9 days of Fatima. I will see you in the next video.